Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're scheduled to be joined by esteemed automotive journalist Paul Eisenstein from the DetroitBureau.com. And we're going to be talking to Paul, hopefully, about a whole gamut of stories, everything from Tesla's recent introduction announcement that they're going to build a all-wheel drive variant of their S model with, quote, super high performance capability. Also, we'll talk about some recalls. Nissan just recently said that they're recalling a bunch of vehicles, and all the latest news from Detroit and around the world. Coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we'll be joined by a representative from the company called Zbart, and also we'll be talking with Pam Oakes from CarCareForTheClueless.com. She's both an ASC certified mechanic and radio host, and has written a number of books about automotive mechanics, mechanical issues. She is, as I said, an ASC certified mechanic, so we're going to be talking to her about a gamut of things. Telephone wise, you can get a hold of us at the regular number. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or anytime throughout the broadcast or throughout the week, we can get you direct access to me simply by shooting an email over to bob@autoworldradio.com or bob@boblongradio.com. While we wait, hopefully, for Paul Eisenstein, a recent story crossed my desk that really caught my attention. It's from a publication called BusinessInsider.com, and they basically put together a list of cars most likely to get to the 200,000-mile mark, with the average new vehicle here in North America being more than 10 years old, and with more and more people holding on to their older vehicles, definitely vehicles are achieving higher mileage levels than we've seen in quite some time. Part of this is the result of the fact that new vehicles are built so much better today than they were not that long ago, and a lot of these vehicles have the kind of capability that will enable you to drive them for a long, long time. And I'll kind of make that a side question for you guys. If you could call into us at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. If you have a vehicle that has an awful lot of miles on it and like to tell us about it, we would love to hear about your particular story. Of course, we've covered here on the broadcast the story of Irv Gordon, the gentleman with a 1966 Volvo that he has driven past the 3 million mile mark. But that's, say the least, a very much of a rarity. Most people never ever get close to even 300 or 400,000 miles, let alone a million miles. But Irv is a one of a kind individual, and certainly has done a great deal of public relations work for the folks at Volvo, because that is certainly something that not only is in the Guinness Book of World Records as far as the vehicle with the most mileage on it, but just an amazing personal story as well. So we'll take a look here at some of the vehicles that are most likely to last 200,000 miles. We put together a list here of the top 20 longest lasting vehicles, the percentage of cars with over 200,000 miles on it, beginning with number 20 on the list. It's the Chevrolet Silverado 1500, ranks number 20. This includes trucks, this particular list. I also have a list of cars, but we'll go through the complete list to start with. Number 19 belongs to Lincoln with its sport utility vehicle, the Navigator. Number 18, the Ford F-150. Is likely to go past the 200,000 mile mark. Number 17, the Ford Explorer. Number 16, the Toyota Avalon. Number 15, also from Toyota. This time it's the small pickup truck called the Tacoma. Number 14, the Subaru Legacy. Subarus, of course, have that Boxster-style engine, that flat engine that many people like for a number of reasons: lower center of gravity, better handling, and longevity. I have a cousin who's married to a gentleman who loves to buy old Subarus with very high mileage on them, and quite often he purchases vehicles with 175,000 miles on it and runs them into the ground. Number 13 on the list, the Dodge Durango. Number 12 on the list of vehicles most likely to surpass the 200,000-mile mark, it's the Honda Accord. Number 11 from GMC, the Yukon, the big sport utility vehicle. Number 10 also belongs to GMC with the Sierra 1500. Number 9 belongs to Toyota with their Sequoia vehicle. Number 8, the GMC Yukon XL. That's the longer version of the regular Yukon. Number 7, the Chevrolet Tahoe. Number 6, GMC Sierra 2500 heavy-duty vehicle. This is a vehicle mainly used by tradespeople, the big heavy-duty GMC Sierra. Number 5, Ford's Expedition, which is no longer in production these days, but that was the very, very long what you just said. This vehicle was actually in a basement.
It was in a basement in the unlikely town of Greenville, South Carolina. It had been there from 1955 until I bought it 4 years ago. Four different owners owned it. It was never driven, and it never left town. So it just went from one garage to another. And the garage that I found, or the basement I found it in, it had been there for probably 10 years. It was just an intriguing car, and every time somebody bought it, the price went up a little bit more and a little bit more. When I bought it, it went up a lot because it was the flavor of the month. Interesting side story, it's not in the book, but I'll tell you. My car was once owned by a Presbyterian minister who lost the car in a garage lien. Well, a few years later, this Presbyterian minister bought a second Cunningham, and he owned that until he died, and then a friend of mine owned it. And so he was 85. He said, "Tom, can you sell this car for me? I got this Cunningham. It's sitting in my garage. It's 68. I'm not a real Cunningham guy." Well, the upshot is I sold it to Jay Leno a couple of weeks ago. So now we both own cars owned by the same minister.
Oh, what a great story. We're going to have more great stories with Tom Cotter straight ahead, the author of the brand new book. You got to get it. 50 Shades of Rust. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
The name of the program is Auto World. We're live all across North America on great radio stations like the Information Station, AM 800, CKLW, Windsor, Ontario, Detroit, Michigan. And that's where we are at the recently concluded press days of the Detroit Auto Show, the North American International Auto Show. It's open to the public now, so head on down to Cobo. Right now, we're going to shine the spotlight on all things Lincoln, and we're going to talk in particular about some real exciting news here on the show. And joining us, Mike's side, is David Woodhouse, who is the design director for Lincoln. David, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
Hi, Bob. Very good. It's good to be here.
Excellent. Let's talk a little bit about your personal background before we get into the exciting news here in the show. Did you always want to be an automotive designer? When was this passion first ignited within you?
Yeah, I did. Actually, I grew up around a garage, so my parents were garage proprietors. Mm-hmm. And all through childhood, I guess art was my favorite subject at school. So the understanding of being able to connect, you know, the interest in automobiles and art into design was really a monumental moment for me. So I think at 15 years old, I won a competition in Autocar magazine in the
wow.
UK. And spent a couple of weeks in a design studio in the UK, and that was my goal was set as to what I wanted to do in the future.
I can understand completely. So tell us all about the big news here at Lincoln, here at the North American International Auto Show. Some really important unveils. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so actually we're just about to unveil the MKX, the new MKX.
Mm.
And this really builds on a growing momentum with Lincoln. We've had a lot of new product action that everyone has probably been aware of with the MKZ, the sedan, the MKC, and now the MKX. So this is a kind of mid-size luxury SUV. We're very excited about it. It's really a stunning-looking car, and the first reactions of people have been really positive.
That's great. I haven't had the chance to check it out on the floor yet, but I'm a big fan of what you've done stylistically with the MKZ, as well as the vehicle that I'm driving right now, the MKC. Tell us a little bit about the design goals for this all-new MKT.
Yeah, MKX.
MKX, excuse me.
So, yeah, the current MKX has been very good in the marketplace, but if you picture it in your mind, it was a very pragmatic and rational product. The new MKX, I think, follows the MKC in terms of being a much more emotionalized design language. So, you know, I think people want a lot of character in their cars, and I think the new MKX really delivers in terms of personality, character, and being a very progressive, emotionalized, fluid product.
The face of a vehicle is very important when it comes to automotive design, and I know Lincoln has been slowly establishing a brand design DNA. For those of our listeners listening around North America, give us a little kind of verbal walk around the vehicle. Tell us about some of the cool exterior features.
Yeah, so as you say, the face of the product is very important. The front of the MKX is a development of our bow wave grill theme. So I think we have actually one of the most distinctive faces of any of the automotive manufacturers on the road. And the new bow wave design that we have on the face is actually the best evolution we've had of that design. As you go around to the side of the car, we have this very distinct negative undercut that runs along the length of the car.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that's very unique in the marketplace as well. Most manufacturers use sort of positive sections to create the flare around the wheel arches.
Mm-hmm.
We use this negative section, which really draws your eye to it. The cabin and proportion of the car is very coupe-like, very sporting. And, of course, at the back end, we've got this full-width taillights, which are really our signature ingredients at the back of the car.
Which look beautiful, and also I'm noticing it on my MKC. You know, what a great safety feature as well. We had some snow here both last night as well as here on the
first day of the show, and some kind of nasty driving out there, and I like the fact that it's got such a great rear lighting signature. To me, it's an extra added safety addition to the vehicle.
Yeah, and of course, you know, we use that full width signature to really emphasize the width. You know, you can get these long, low, horizontal lines. You know, you're really exaggerating the width of the vehicle. So the stance of the MKC is particularly good. I think it looks really good on the road.
Let's talk about, speaking of stance, proportions. When I talk to great designers like yourself, everybody likes to talk about proportions. It's so important to get them right. For those of our listeners who may not have a clue of what we're talking about, explain to them what I mean when I say proportions.
Yeah, so we refer to proportions a lot, and stance, as you just mentioned. Proportions, if you think about a person, it's a similar thing. It's the proportion of sort of length to width to height, those ratios. And of course, some proportions look better than others.
Yes.
And with cars, you know, generally, if things look long, low, wide, they look really good. You know, if they look tall, short, and stubby, they don't look so good. So it's similar principles that we apply to the cars. And, you know, this is our challenge these days. We have a lot of legislation, you know, pedestrian impact, crash safety. There's a lot of things we have to deal with as designers. And I think we're always searching for, like, this perfect human scale. So it's something that, you know, all those beautiful iconic cars that we all love from the 1950s and 60s had in spades. And today, you know, because of legislation, all the things we have to deal with, we're always trying to battle to get those proportions back. And, you know, this is why you see cars have grown bigger in time, wheels and tires have grown bigger. So the wheels and tire size, it's not just functionality and bigger brakes, but it's also a proportional aspect of trying to rebalance the car in terms of its size to how it sits on the road. So these are really critical elements to make a car look really good.
Very good point, David. When will consumers be able to take delivery of the new MKX? How far out is it?
So we're launching it, you know, here at the show this week, and it will be available next year.
Oh, wonderful.
Sorry, later this year.
Later this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And folks, of course, as I said earlier, come on down to Cobo and check it out in person. Lincoln is a brand with just a tremendous styling and design history. A lot of our younger listeners don't realize that, but there have been so many beautiful Lincolns from the 1940s, the 1950s. And I know you guys are working hard to reinvent the mindset of consumers about Lincoln, and I think you're doing a fantastic job with the design language. What are some of your future goals for the brand design wise?
Yeah, so Bob, as you say, you know, we have these beautiful icons from the past: the 39 Continental, the 56, and the 61. And you know, we had a lot of plaudits in the day from people like, very eminent people like Frank Lloyd Wright, who proclaimed, you know, Lincoln to be the most beautiful car in the world. So, you know, obviously as design director, it's my goal.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year. Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Will must be in business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us as we bring you extensive coverage of the recently concluded press days here at the New York International Auto Show. Well, it's no secret that I love BMW products, and in particular, I love all things BMW empowered, and I love Alpina stuff as well. So we've got a gentleman who's got a great gig with BMW as far as I'm concerned. He is the product planner for both BMW Alpina, the M products, as well as the individual products. It's my pleasure to welcome Jose Guerrero to Auto World. Jose, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Well, let's begin by talking a little bit about the big unveiling and, of course, the big anniversary here of Alpina. You're celebrating a big anniversary year and also introduced to the world a brand new product. Tell us all about it.
Well, it's our 50-year anniversary with BMW Alpina, and we introduce the BMW Alpina B6, and it's absolutely a great performer. We just updated the engine from the old specs was 540 horsepower and 540 pound-feet of torque. We've upped the ante a little bit, up to 600 horsepower now and 590 pound-feet of torque. So 0 to 60 times, we're down now to 3.6 seconds.
Well, that's going to be the fastest vehicle in the BMW lineup.
To date, yes, it is, and it does this. It's an absolute straight-line performer. but it just has such a nice composure, a true Autobahn beast, just such a nice and luxurious cruiser.
How would you describe to our listeners the differences between a BMW M-Badge product and a BMW Alpina vehicle? There are some differences in suspension tuning and otherwise. Why don't you tell us some about some of those differences?
Exactly. So with the Alpina B6, we're actually, the vehicle is much more refined. Its true focus is really this really great accelerating high-speed vehicle. So it has a great poise. It's using all-wheel drive to really get that done in 3.6 seconds, 0 to 60. But it just cruises luxuriously in high speed, just so comfortably, and really just gives such a nice, luxurious feeling at that high speed. In contrast, the M6, the Grand Coupe, its mission is completely different. It is lap after lap, brutal, high-performance, high-strung vehicle that's producing the same lap time, same brake stability. So this is really the two ends of the spectrum, from high-speed refinement to just all-out track monster.
Yeah, so there is a significant difference. And the other thing that I absolutely adore about the Alpina models is the interior. You guys do such a wonderful job. The Alpina folks turned out some absolutely spectacular interiors. Tell us about the interior on this latest model.
Well, you know, we start with such a great base, which is the 650 Grand Coupe. So all the creature comforts that we're known for BMW, so the connected drive, the navigation systems, all these luxurious things, that's already in the car. So Alpina really takes that handcrafted just to another level. So the attention to detail, whether it's the Alpina blue instrument cluster or the handcrafted Lavalina leather stitched steering wheel, it's just, again, another level into this type of refinement that's given. And but it just doesn't stop there. Alpina just doesn't do the interior. It also spins around to the exterior. And they really do extensive aerodynamic development. And you can see that because, again, the mission for the car is this high-speed, luxurious stability. And they work the front apron. They work the hood. There's a new hood design for Alpina. They're also actually upgraded the rear brakes. So now you have such a nice, high-performance vehicle that's, it just cruises along high speed and is able to stop relevantly.
Let's talk a little bit about how the Alpina models are ordered. They're really bespoke vehicles. Tell us a little bit about the process. If somebody is interested in getting one of these brand new models, they go to their local BMW dealership, and tell us what happens after that.
You're exactly right. It's more of a bespoke process. It's actually closer to our BMW individual products. But someone who's interested in Alpina products, we have in the U.S. a BMW Alpina B6 and a BMW Alpina B7. And with these products, a customer comes in, we go over the exquisite details of the Alpina products, and we sit down, and there's a few items like special paint colors that BMW has exclusively just for Alpina. However, the integration in the within the plant is actually a lot closer than it was before. We're able now, through a close relationship, fit already Alpina parts in our factories for the vehicle, and that's something that's really unprecedented for BMW, and we only reserve for Alpina. However, after the vehicles are, as much of it can be built in the plant, Alpina actually takes the vehicles into their Buchlo factory in Germany, and from there they put the special attention to detail in the interiors. They put the aprons on, the front aerodynamic treatments, even so much of the wheels. They finished actually putting the center locking hubs and all these things. So it's not just a matter of putting Alpina parts in our factories in Germany. Rather, after the car is built as much as it can be, it's then taken over by Alpina and really finished off and refined.
Let's talk about those wheels, because I noticed them. They're absolutely gorgeous. I take a guess. Are they
21-inch wheels?
They're 20-inch wheels. And but what's really impressive about them is, you know, Alpina has a definitely recognizable wheel that they've used over the decades. And they've really been able to develop it throughout the years, so much so that, you know, the focus for high speed is in the details, right? Whether it's the apron, the aerodynamics, the treatment within the car, but even the wheels is part of the story. They don't use run-flat tires, right? They want something that's to keep the masses on the wheel as low as possible, right, at high speed. But even something like the air valve isn't where it would traditionally be, somewhere in the outer portion of the wheel. It's integrated into the center part of the wheel in order to keep the central masses of the rotation as low as possible during high speed. And so the air is actually fed through the center of the wheel, travels through one of the spokes that's hollow, and then into the rest of the tire.
Wow, that is really cool stuff. When will this new BMW Alpina be available for order? Can folks order it right away, or is there a little bit of a wait?
Well, everyone, all the dealerships are excited for this product. And you should start hitting the dealerships summer this year.
That's fantastic. Let's talk about the BMW individual products. I get a lot of questions about these new products, in particular the top low line vehicle, which is just a stunning design. It's the i8. Tell our listeners a little bit about the body construction and some of the very special features which are part of the i8 experience.
Well, the BMW i product family is just great. Now, whether it's the i3 or the BMW i8, they really share this special construction. The mission of the BMW i8 is we wanted to create this sports car of the future, right, where natural resources are scarce. But, you know, the ultimate driving machine, that's still something that people value. So we wanted to change the game and really show people when we take on this challenge and building something in a sustainable way, right? So the carbon fiber is made through hydroelectric power in Moses Lake, Washington, so USA made, and the plants in Leipzig, Germany is wind-powered by 4 on-site wind turbines. So the car, throughout its production process, is trying to use as least of its footprint as possible from a carbon standpoint. And then we take the car itself and say, okay, how do you make the sports car of the future, right? We use it with the knowledge of aerodynamics. The car, the BMW i8, uses this, it's called stream flow design, 0.26 coefficient of drag. That's really great. Cuts through the air and it has, you know, various aerodynamic elements to really get the job done.
Well, we're so happy to celebrate the anniversary of BMW here in North America, as well as the big anniversary from Alpina and the world debut of this absolutely gorgeous. If I win the lottery, can I get one of these?
You're on the list.
All right, sounds great. Jose Guerrero, thank you so much for your time. Enjoy the rest of your New York experience.
Thank you for the time. Thank you.
We'll take a bit.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network. Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair from lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. His shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops. It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com. Each and every day, she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out. 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're here in New York for the New York International Auto Show at the Javits Center. My name is Bob Long. You're listening to Auto World. And now we're going to shine a spotlight on all things BMW. And joining us is Tom Plusinski, the head of BMW Brand Communications. Always a pleasure to have you with us. How are you doing?
Great. And I always love to be on the show.
You guys have got so many wonderful stories to tell us about. I know you were down recently at Amelia Island for a wonderful event. Why don't you share that with our listeners across North America?
For sure. I'd be happy to. 2015 is the 40th anniversary of BMW North America. So 40 years ago, in 1975, BMW AG came over to distribute the cars in the U.S. Before that, BMWs in the U.S. had been distributed by Max Hoffman Motors, which was a private importer. And in order to grow and build the brand, BMW AG thought they needed to do it. So in 1975, we set up shop in the U.S., and on March 15, 1975, started distributing cars. In order to start building the brand early on, we decided to go racing. And we went racing in endurance racing in the U.S., starting with Daytona in that year, in January of that year, and then the next race was Sebring. We didn't win the race in Daytona on our first try. We tried, but it didn't quite work out that way. But when we went to Sebring, we were able to win that race. And here at the Javits Center, we have the car that won that race back in 1975. So you mentioned Amelia Island. Amelia is where we unveiled both the whole team that was there ran that car in 1975. So five of the six guys are still with us today. So they all came over from wherever they lived, and some live in Switzerland, some in Germany, some and one actually in the U.S. We got them all together in Amelia, and we unveiled a special livery for our current race car that ties back to our famous number 25 CSL that ran in 75. And that Amelia, timing-wise, is the week before Sebring, so that was a perfect time to do it. It was a great celebration, and then we took everyone over to Sebring to see if we could repeat history.
What a great story, and you're doing tribute to that 40th anniversary here at the New York International Auto Show. Another big anniversary this year, 50 years of Alpina. This is a very interesting story within a story. For those listeners who may not be familiar with Alpina, why don't we tell them a little bit about the Alpina story, and then we're going to tell them about a world debut here. But let's talk Alpina. How did it get its start, and tell us a little bit about the special vehicles that are produced by the Alpina folks.
Alpina is a family business that concentrates on modifying BMW cars. They are a manufacturer in their own right in Europe, and sell and distribute their cars on their own. In North America, we are the importer for Alpina. So BMW North America imports Alpina cars. We call them BMW Alpinas. And Alpina got its start 50 years ago next month as a race team. So they would purchase a BMW car and modify it for racing and race flying the BMW flag. Over the years, they were very successful, and when we ran the CSLs in 72 and 73, they were really our team. They've always been an independent business, but they were the ones flying the BMW colors in international racing. Over the years, they developed more into a streetcar company as well. So now they produce a range of cars that they sell in various markets around the world. In the U.S., we have two models that we sell. One is called the B7, which is a 7 Series-based car, very high performance, super luxurious, which is really a dichotomy. Incredibly luxurious, on the same time, extremely high performance. And then the second car is the B6 Grand Coupe. What we're showing here is the B6 Grand Coupe facelift, which typically facelifts are fairly minor, but in this case, it is a relatively major facelift. 70 more horsepower. It is now the fastest car 0 to 60 in our range. So it does 0 to 60 in 3.6 seconds, which is supercar territory. Its top speed is electronically limited to 200 miles per hour. So it's an incredibly fast car. But at the same time, it is a very luxurious car. So it's a car you can take a client out for lunch, and they would just think you have a very luxurious BMW 6 Series 4-door coupe. Or you can take it to the Autobahn and drive 200 miles per hour comfortably. So it really is a special car. Some people ask us, well, what's the difference between an Alpina and an M car? Because you can get an M6 Grand Coupe. And the M6 is a very visceral car. It's always telling you it's a sporty car. It's really more track-focused than Alpina is. Where Alpina is different is, again, the luxury and the super high performance.
And all those wonderful touches, like you say, both exterior-wise as well as interior-wise. I always notice the special wheels that are chosen for the Alpina cars. They're always super cool.
Yes, Alpina has always made their own wheels right from the very beginning. Actually, on our stand, we have a 2002 from 1970 that is an Alpina-built car, and that has special Alpina magnesium wheels from the day. And their design has progressed over the years, but even Alpina wheels are forged aluminum with the filler for air filler in the center hub so that it's not putting the wheel off balance. They're 21-inch, which is very low profile, and yet the car has a beautifully supple ride. So Alpina does a lot on the details. The interior, as you mentioned, very nice Lavalina leather, which is a super soft leather, but also very durable. They do special trim work with the woods and the floor mats and everything. It's really a very nicely put together car.
And Tom, is this a very limited production vehicle?
Yes, there's no specific number, but it's a special order only. So right now you can begin making your order for the car. First deliveries will be roughly in June. The base price starts at $121,000, and there are several options you can get. And if you really want something special, Alpina can also help you with that.
Speaking of something very special, I happened to see recently on the road in Florida, I saw an i8, and what a striking vehicle that is.
The i8 definitely is striking, and it's a car that if you drive it, you're not going to be incognito for sure. And wherever you stop, you need to have some product knowledge of the car, because you will have to answer lots of questions. So we tell this when we loan the car to a person like you, one of the journalists, do your reading before you drive the car, because you will be asked lots of difficult questions, I can tell you. It's a fully carbon fiber car. It is really the highlight of our range right now, the pinnacle of our range. On the one hand, it has the performance of a supercar, and yet it has the fuel economy of an ultra-economy car, and looks that are really forward-looking.
When you look at the portfolio of BMW right now and look back 40 years, I mean, it's amazing the number of vehicle choices that people here in North America now have access to. Years ago, when it first launched 40 years ago, there were only a couple of vehicles, but now there are so many BMWs that I've lost count, and so many variants that I've lost count, and then, of course, on the performance side of the fence, as you say. Recently, I had the opportunity to drive for a week an M4, and I got a lot of questions about that car every time I stopped. And this vehicle, with its new twin-turbo six-cylinder engine, is actually torqueier and a better performer than its V8 predecessor.
Right. Every M3 has raised the performance envelope from the previous generation. They're all really wonderful cars, and it's always fun to go back and try the different ones, but there's no doubt that this car is the most capable of the M3 of all the M3 line. Now the M3 sedan is available, and plus we have the M4 coupe. So we changed the name for the coupe this year, and both cars are doing very well in the market. They've been well received, and they are really wonderful cars. But going back to what you said about 40 years ago, when we took over the distributorship 40 years ago, we sold about 19,000 cars. We sold 3.0 CSs and 2002s. You could either get it with a manual or an automatic, and that was pretty much it. Yeah. Now we have probably about 60 different models that we offer, in different engine sizes, all-wheel drive, two-wheel drive. But there's one thing that's remained constant. Is our tagline since 1975 has been the ultimate driving machine, and we try to make sure that promise is in every car that we've come out with ever since those early 2002s.
You can't say it any better than that. Tom Plusinski, the head of brand communications for BMW, always a pleasure. I can't wait to get over to the stand and check it out. Thank you so much for your time here in New York.
You're always welcome, Bob. Thank you.
Since 1915, J.C. Whitney and its catalog full of parts for nearly every car, truck, SUV, and motorcycle on the road have delivered everything automotive to generations of enthusiasts. Please visit www.jcwhitney.com to shop for the latest parts and accessories, request catalogs, and join the celebration of a truly American company and a truly significant milestone as J.C. Whitney turns 100 years old. Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.